Hi, it's Tim Dre, president of the Illinois AFL-CIO. Thank you for listening to The Worker's Mic, supported by the Illinois AFL-CIO, fighting every day for working families. Visit ilafl-cio.org today. Enjoy the show, and remember, it's better in a union.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to The Worker's Mic right here on 720 WGN, powered by the National Coalition of Labor. Ken Edwards with the NCL. Ed Maher, good morning, with the NCL. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
Phil Davidson with the Mid-America Carpenters Regional Council.
Good morning.
Hi, Phil.
Good morning.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Ed.
So let's start with a ton of traveling lately.
Mm-hmm.
I had the honor of going to the Operating Engineers training site in Crosby, Texas. So that is about an hour and change outside of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave a presentation to new business managers and new business agents, et cetera. And the guy who was speaking before me had a PowerPoint presentation, and he was talking about organizing, and he put up a giant thing that said win. And on behind the word win was an American flag. And he said, you know, I should probably get one of these with a Canadian flag. And I don't know why, I just blurted it out. It's like, why? They lost the hockey game.
Oh,
right. So I got a lot of chuckles from the room. I thought it was funny. Ha ha. And then I go up next to give my presentation, and I realize that it's the International Union of Operating Engineers.
Correct.
And I said, is anybody here from Canada?
Oh, yeah.
And sure enough, there were like 30 people in the room from Canada. Like,
know your audience.
Yeah. So anyway, I did that, and that was fun. And then from there, I went to Kansas City. I got to hang out with the carpenters, and that was an absolute blast. And so really, like, just a different head, different atmosphere. Talk to, like, how many delegates were in that room, Phil? Like 300 or 400?
Yeah, right around 300.
It was packed. And they were really welcoming, and we got to talk about the coalition. And so the carpenters have brought on Iowa and Nebraska.
Correct.
To the Mid-America Carpenters Regional Council. So there were some folks from there. And, it was just great. It was super, super fun.
They got the full Ken experience.
They certainly did.
Great. No, yeah. And a lot of good questions. I think a lot of people are interested in, like,
it was interesting.
Like, learning more about the coalition.
I don't get a lot of Q&A.
Yeah, that was a lot.
A lot of cool stuff happened this week. And then a couple of days ago, Ed, I was in Minnesota meeting with the Teamsters up there.
Yep.
So that was pretty cool as well. So just a ton of traveling. But first of all, we have a massive show today. We have musicians coming in, right? Musicians Union. They're going to talk about some jazz stuff that's going on here in the city. And then we have Dave Mallett from Megan Financial to talk about a new initiative that people are going to find fascinating. I think it's super, super cool.
That's great.
So good stuff happening there.
Can I mention my carpenters win?
Oh, you guys had a big win.
Yeah, and thank you for everyone. I know last week we were talking about, or you know, actually 2 weeks ago now, we were talking about everything with our Tax Fraud Days of Action and that big campaign. And happy to announce we got a big win in our St. Louis region. And as people probably remember, there was a tornado that hit that region last year. Caused $8 million worth of damage at a soccer field complex in the town called Creve Coeur in St. Louis County.
Mm.
It was publicly funded. There was grant money to rebuild the fields and the infrastructure around it. And one of the contractors who got the bid was paying their workers as low as $15 an hour, well below Missouri's prevailing wage.
Mm.
So we went in, did a bunch of investigating, were able to document what they were getting paid, brought this, you know, what we found to the St. Louis County prevailing wage department. They said, oh, this is, let's look into this.
Yeah.
They did their own investigation and wound up getting $200,000 in back pay
for these
workers who were cheated.
That's so awesome. Good for you, man.
For him.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you for indulging me.
No, that's here's proof that it works. And it wasn't just carpenters.
Right.
Right?
No.
It was all workers.
All workers there. Right.
$200,000.
Yeah, and these weren't union members. These were guys who were just helping. We're helping everyone in the working class.
Yeah, well, the rising tide lifts all ships, and people say, you don't need a union anymore. Of course you do. Right? So, listen, super cool. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Megan Financial, then we're going to talk to musicians, and then we're going to come back at the wrap up the show with a couple of cool things that I think you all will be interested in right here on 720, The Worker's Mic, WGN.
You're listening to The Worker's Mic, powered by the National Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megan Financial, Premise Health, Voya Financial, and United Healthcare.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Worker's Mic right here on 720 WGN. Powered by the National Coalition of Labor. And as we stated at the top of the hour, we're super stoked today to have Dave Mallett from Megan Financial. You know, Megan Financial is one of our biggest, if not the biggest, sponsor that we have, right?
Here with us since day one.
Premier sponsor.
Yeah. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And what's your title? Here.
Chief Operating Officer.
Chief Operating Officer. That's COO.
It's very good, Ken.
Thank you so much. And so what does that mean in plain English?
Yeah, it you know, in working with our CEO and owner, Ron Whittingham, who's been on the show many times.
Never heard of him.
You know, we kind of talked about this role going back a year ago, and there's a lot going on at Meggitt Financial, right? You know, he's taken that company so many places in the last two decades in terms of the growth we've seen.
For sure.
You know, we're not a small shop anymore.
Yeah.
We're 50 employees.
You know,
half of those client-facing, half of those helping support, right, in a client service capacity. And really the vision for my role was, how do we become more efficient and productive? Right, and help the listeners here who have relationships with us, and those who don't, you know, how can we serve more of them in the future? And then, you know, how can we grow our business and offer more services?
What were you before this, or before you came over to Meggitt?
Yeah, I spent you know, most of my career in the retirement services industry.
Okay.
I spent half
like working at retirement homes?
No. Not quite.
Different type of service.
I spent the first part of my career at a company called Morningstar that does investment research and investment management here in Chicago.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Worked there and learned all about retirement. We provided advice to large employers, plan sponsors.
Yeah,
we worked with record keepers. Yep. We worked with investment consultants. I spent the last half of my career in strategy and technology and consulting.
Okay.
Working with large retirement service providers.
So did your role COO exist before you got there?
It did not.
Okay, so this is a brand new role.
It's the foresight of Ron and the group to say, hey, what got us here won't get us where we need to go, and can we bring other people to help drive this?
Yeah.
What's accounting for all the growth in your estimation? Is it just, is we're getting out to more and more?
I was trying to set us up here, Ken. Yes. You know, we're dominant in the Chicago market here. I think there's so much more we can do in Chicago. And with the help of you guys, you know, we're sitting across from this NCL thing is real and growing. And there's just so much more I think we can do. And we have a niche. And I think there's the Midwest and the nation, right, that needs to
I love the fact that you actually pronounce that word right. Most people say niche. It's niche, right?
Okay. Do you order a croissant, Ken? I bet you don't.
A croissant.
I bet you say that.
Yes.
That's
well, being genuine has its cost too, Ken.
Yeah. So, all right, let's switch topics here. And by the way, Meggitt Financial. Let's just say this: they provide financial services, obviously for unions. Unions only, labor. You'll take the occasional non-union person, et cetera. But it's a labor-facing firm. They have been with the coalition since day one. They're fantastic, and we got them from Local 134 of the electricians, so we didn't have to reinvent the wheel. They had been with them for 20-plus years, great track record. And so what they do is, for those listening out there, and this is, once again, all about you know, sort of one of our goals here on the Workers' Mic is to promote financial literacy. Our members need to get financially literate, period, the end, right? Mm-hmm. Because the 1% has it, the rich people have it, the millionaires, billionaires, et cetera, they got it all, and we in the middle class go to work, go to the bar, go home, go back to work, go to the bar, go home. You know what I mean? So
hope and pray that your retirement benefits are
yeah, exactly
intact.
Right. Yes. And look, that's also the benefit of being in a union is you can kind of set it and forget it. You can go to work, go to the bar, and go home because when you retire, everything is there for you.
Right.
But you should know about all this stuff and ways to maximize your benefits. So that's what Meggitt Financial does, and what they do for the NCL participants is they give them a discount if you move your 401k over to them at the end of your career.
Yep.
So it just makes perfect sense. They know about pensions. They know about health insurance, RMSPs, REA, like all the nomenclature that we have in the building trades and in union world. Meggitt is already familiar with it, so you don't have to go to your financial planner and go, I have a pension.
Right.
What's that?
How does that work?
Yeah, what is it? You have another 401k? No, I have a pension. Mm-hmm. Well, what does that mean?
And like, you get a whole career of free advice from Meggitt.
Wherever you are in your journey.
And
right?
I think something that's so important is your fiduciaries as well. So
yes.
you're not trying to direct them to something that's going to net higher fees. The advice you give them has got to be what's in their best interest.
That's correct. wherever they are in their journey, starting off, right? Everyone needs help thinking about these
things. You make a good point, Ed. Thank you. I always forget this. Once in a while,
yeah.
Right? But I always forget this. Like, if you're in the union world, right, and you're on staff side, you get questions all the time like, hey, I'm getting ready to retire. What should I do? What should I do here? What should I do here? And you know, they're going to you for advice because you've known the guy for 30 years, right? You know his family. They trust you, et cetera. Technically, you're not allowed to give them, you know, financial advice.
Right.
So we go, hey, you know where you can get that advice? Megan Financial. What's the phone number at Megan?
It's 708-444-1090.
444-1090. Now, you would think it would be W-2, not 1090. That's a tax joke.
You're like a week late on the IRS humor.
Good point. All right, so say it again.
708-444-1090.
All right, very good. All right, now let's switch gears and why you're here. So we first met you about a year ago. Yeah,
Beyonda, right?
And one of the things that Ed and I have found traveling around the country is that not everybody has what Chicago has, right? So in Chicago, we are blessed, you know, especially in the building trades. We have pensions, we have health insurance, we have 401ks, right? You name it, we have it.
Yep.
But what was the statistic that you said in terms of the rest of the United States?
Yeah, I think the average or the median retirement savings for American workers over age 18 is $995. That's the median number for what people have saved for retirement. And it's around half of American workers have no option for
access.
Retirement saving, no access through their employer, you know, to pay into a 401k or get a pension or anything like that.
Or a match or anything like that, right? Yeah. So they don't even have, there's no mechanism.
There's nothing available to
them. So unless they have the wherewithal to go, you know what, I need to set up my own 401k. And by the way, how are you supposed to do that, right? You're Joe Workerbee that has no access to any of this information.
It's costly. It's complex.
Yeah. Right? You don't know and who to trust, right? Who's going to rip you off and all this kind of stuff. So what we found going around the country is there are unions out there that either they rely on the employer to provide them with a 401k, not a pension, a 401k, or sometimes they don't have anything, right? Yep. No 401k, no pension, no nothing. So what Megan Financial did with the help of the NCL, we helped stand it up, but it really is going to be a separate entity from the NCL. And a bunch of operating engineer business managers said, hey, we need to create something. Yeah. And let's use the model of the coalition, right? Economies of scale.
Mm-hmm.
Let's open something big. So we formed what? We formed our own annuity.
Yeah.
And we call it an annuity, but it's not really an annuity. That's just the word for it.
It's the mechanism like a 401k, okay. Right? This is the employers contributing on behalf of the members. It will be their money day one vested, right? They'll have access to that money in retirement starting at 59 and a half.
What's it called?
The Union Strength Annuity.
I'm sorry, did you say USA?
USA.
We should have a USA chant button.
Yeah, we should. Hold on.
China.
No. Wrong button.
So it's called the USA.
Did you come up with that?
No, actually, Mike Bertolone from Local 18 came up with that.
Was that him?
The operators.
I was wondering.
Union Strength Annuity.
We got a nice logo. I think Ed made that.
You made the logo?
I
have my people.
I had it made.
So, all right. So we stood up this thing, right? And I say I really do mean Megan Financial, because you guys took the lead and put the RFP out, and we got the great Travis Ketterman.
Yes.
Our
great
lawyer,
partner for us.
Right? And we had just a bunch of really smart people in the room. You know, I literally just sat there and watched while you guys did this thing, went out for RFP. We did all the, you know, vetted everybody and came up with an annuity, right? And I say annuity, I really mean a 401k.
Defined contribution plan.
Defined contribution plan. Not a pension, right? An annuity, right? So unions that are listening out there, if you don't have one, here it is. It's built for you.
It is.
You don't have to...
all are welcome.
Right? You just come on in.
No matter the size, right?
And it's going to be multi-trade.
Yes, multi-state.
Multi-state. Union... sponsored annuity. Now, sitting on the board are going to be I think four. Is it four?
To start.
Four union members?
Right? Three to start.
To start. Okay. And three management trustees.
That's right.
Okay. So it's not like this thing is like, hey, the union just wants our money. It's actually going to be governed by both sides, right? And it has to go through all these regulations, et cetera, et cetera. And that's why we have lawyers. But right out of the gate, Dave.
8,000 members by end of year one.
By end of year one.
Wow. 20,000 by end of year two. That's and we, how many phone calls and conversations have we had about?
And that's a low estimate, yeah, right?
Oh, for sure. That's so, what we just so, see line of
so
sight.
So if you take this to its logical conclusion and you say to unions out there, hey, you don't have one? Guess what? Here it is. Take right. it, put it into your contract. Now you have one. Yeah. And by the way, employers like 401ks, right? Because A, they're not pensions.
There's no withdrawal liability.
There's no withdrawal liability. That's exactly yeah. right. And so, you know, and it's a way to keep.
They own it.
And it's also liquid. A way to keep good employees, keep employees, yes. right? So, they, you know, you would think that the good ones anyway should want to give it, right?
It's also a strong selling point to non-union contractors to become signatory.
There's no question about it.
You don't have to worry about your employees' retirement benefits.
That's right.
This is all handled for you.
Right. So...
And one of the benefits, I think, of doing it this way is if you're a union that's got 500 members and you wanted to start something like this up, with 500 people and no money to start it out, the fees are high. Crazy if you come into something that's got 8,000, 20,000, 30,000 people with, you know, $10, $100 million in assets, the fees are lower. So smaller unions can get into something at a much, much more, you know, like attractive price.
And, Dave, all they have to do is physically pick up the phone, call you. Look, they can call us and we can guide them to you. But all they have to do is join.
Yep.
Right? They don't have to
Everything's ready.
Build anything. They don't have to hire lawyers. There's no upfront cost. Just join.
Yep.
Drop it in your contract and voila, your members have ready a brand new benefit. Yes. So that's really, really cool. I think, you know, if I'm reading the tea leaves right, and I think I am, at the end of the day, the model should be similar to the National Coalition of Labor, which is let's take all of the 401ks and let's move them into, you know, one, you know, product. Hopefully it would be the USA. And then let's not only lower the cost of doing business, let's have them pay us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yep.
Like that's there's a world in which that happens, correct?
There is.
The big boys, right? The huge ones that have 401ks. You know, we don't. I forget what our fees are at 150. But when we started, we were paying blank number of dollars per month per member. Correct?
Yeah, it was a brand new fund. So when it started, like I said, it had no assets. So the fees, the per member per month fees, were really high.
Right.
And then over years, as you know, the balance came to be, you know, 200, 300, half $1 billion.
Yeah.
You go back and say, we've got money here. You're not going to charge these kind of fees, and they've gradually reduced to the fees to the point where I think that they're paying in. To cover like administrative costs at this point.
I think that's exactly right.
Scale's a powerful thing.
Scale's powerful, right? And I know for a fact that, you know, there was a point where they gave us a bunch of money and Sweeney simply dispersed that money amongst the membership, mm-hmm. right? And so that's the scale. And you guys are now, in my opinion, A, smart enough, and B, big enough. You got the power to do this, right? You're bringing on people like yourself, Dave. Where'd you go to school?
I went to a small school in Ohio called the College of Worcester, and then I got my MBA from Northwestern.
North what?
Northwestern.
You ever heard of that? I think that's in Kansas.
Well, you know,
I'm sure it's a good school.
Yeah, I mean, it's no John Marshall, but like one day,
Hear of Northern Illinois University? You know, kids, there's something to shoot for.
The real Northern, right?
I knew he was going to come out with some Ivy League stuff. I just knew it. You can look at him, right?
Yeah.
He looks Ivy League.
I mean, you want people managing your money who know what they're doing.
There's no question about it. You absolutely do. Listen, Dave, thank you so much. Say the phone number for Megan Financial one more time.
708-444-1090.
All right, listen, you guys do a great job for us, a great job for our brothers and sisters out there in labor. If you need something, give those guys a shout. And then we're going to talk as this thing grows. Obviously, we'll have you back on the conversation about this annuity. So we will be right back with more of The Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Workers' Mic. More show to come, sponsored by Hinge Health. Hinge Health specializes in personalized digital exercise therapy designed for hardworking people, just like you. It's pain relief without waiting rooms and costly medications. Visit hingehealth.com today. Now, back to the show.
You're listening to The Workers' Mic, powered by the National Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megan Financial, Premise Health, Voya Financial, and United Healthcare.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Workers' Mic, powered by the National Coalition of Labor, right here on 720 WGN. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Oh, thank you. I didn't even expect that. You are all just too kind.
Yeah, how do you like that?
But we are delighted to have a couple of guests in the studio here with us today, and that is BJ Levy, the president of the Chicago Federation of Musicians.
Welcome.
And John Floater, the vice president.
Wow, we got number one and number two.
That's right.
That's awesome. How'd we do that?
Just luck, I guess.
That's how popular the show is.
It's a slow Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Well, welcome into the show. BJ, you've been in a couple of times now, so you're a seasoned pro.
It's an honor to be here and great to see good friends.
Yeah. Absolutely.
By the way, everywhere I look on social media, like if there's like a march or something like that, there's always a picture of BJ. He's always like in the front. I swear to God, you're always right there.
That's right.
Good for you, man. I appreciate you doing that.
Champion of the cause.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about the Chicago Federation of Musicians.
Well, we're coming up on our 125th year, actually.
Whoa.
Local 10 was founded in September of 1901, and Local 208, which was the Black Musicians Union, was founded later on in 1902.
Okay.
So we're coming up on our big 125th for both unions.
When did they merge?
1967.
Wow.
It only took 65 years?
It's a very interesting history.
You have a really fascinating history.
Yeah.
I've read about it, and you guys have told me about it.
Yeah.
So, and who do you represent? Like, just talk about like who's in your world.
You know, all of the major things that you would go see downtown and in the region. So, I don't really need to go over the downtown theaters because everyone knows. But we also represent the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire, the Paramount Theater in Aurora, the Drury Lane out in Oak Brook.
But I mean, for our listeners outside of this area, like you do symphonies, right?
Oh, yeah. And,
you know, so
Chicago Symphony, Chicago Sinfonietta, Illinois Philharmonic Orchestra, Rockford Symphony is with us as well.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? Like after you guys joined, then we got calls from other musician locals around the country.
Yeah, Duluth.
Duluth has its own musicians local.
That's right.
And Toledo.
That's right.
Right? So that
was great orchestra in Toledo.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
Yeah.
And so what about rock stars?
Yeah, rock stars, many of them are touring artists, and some come out of Chicago, but yeah, rock stars like Bruce Springsteen, Taylor Swift, and all of the old-timers, I shouldn't say old-timers, but great bands like Chicago, Cheap Trick, they're members of our local.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. They're from Rockford.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right. Hometown boys.
Yep. Now, you mentioned Bruce Springsteen, the recently embattled Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, like we said this a couple of weeks ago. Like, Donald Trump, like, just came out because Bruce started a couple of his shows with, I would call it a rant, but, you know, an impassioned speech about the state of the country,
yes,
et cetera. And, of
which is common for people of his age group these days.
And it's also
they're like the defenders of the Republic.
But it's also common for Bruce, right?
Yeah,
Bruce has always spoken in
exactly.
his mind. And so, you know, I'm from New York, and it's next to New Jersey, and people call him the boss. And, I mean, you know, you want to talk about a rabid fan base. I mean, he's got one. So, you know, he said his thing. And then, you know, Trump came out and attacked him. Right? And just like he's attacking the Pope at the moment. So you're attacking number one and two people, most popular people on the entire planet.
Yeah, you're punching up. I mean, I guess a lifetime of punching down got boring. he's punching way up.
Yeah, well, it's not going well for him. But the Musicians Union, right, your international, came out and said, you know, how dare you, right?
That's right.
Bruce has an absolute First Amendment right to say what's on his mind. And, you know, don't mess with the boss.
And if people didn't like it, they wouldn't buy tickets.
That's exactly right.
And he's not having any problem selling them.
No, absolutely not.
And then the Pope's union came out, and they got on support of the Pope.
It's a very small union. There's only one member.
No, two. God.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's the boss.
And Jesus.
Yeah.
That's three.
Okay.
And the Holy Ghost.
I don't even know that you're qualified to talk about this, Ken.
God's not management?
It's a good point. Hmm. Yeah.
Who wants to sit across the negotiating table from God?
That's a tough one.
You know who does? Donald Trump.
Okay.
So he thinks he's on equal footing.
Yeah. He's done a terrible job with the universe.
He's soft on crime.
All right.
So listen, you guys are here for a reason. John, all right, tell us why you're here.
Well, so I want to talk a little bit about this is April, which is also Jazz Appreciation Month.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that. And it's also International Jazz Day in Chicago with an all-star concert at the Opera House on the 30th of April. But we're also sponsoring and co-sponsoring and getting together a whole lot of different organizations together to get a lot of concerts in Chicago in April.
Okay.
They're jazz concerts. So pairing up with the Chicago Jazz Alliance, we've got some funding to help us get a concert in at the Gar Hall, which is the Grand Army of the Republic Hall at the Cultural Center here across the street, across from the Bean, you know. So
yeah.
Downtown. Oh,
okay, okay.
We've got a nice concert coming in there the 27th at from 12 o'clock. It's a nice noon concert.
And that's a free concert, right?
It's a free concert. So all these concerts are free and open to the public.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we've also paired up with the Mag Mile, getting funding between the Magnificent Mile Association, the Jazz Alliance, and the Music Performance Trust Fund. So this gets us where we need to be to have professional concerts. Actually, we've got like in a row starting on the 21st of April. We've got a lot of trios and quartets and stuff going into places like the shops at Northbridge or the Water Tower.
So is there a website? They went on the CFM website. Can they see all these concerts?
You can go to the Magnificent Mile, themagnificentmile.com. They look up the Tulips and Trumpets. Those are mostly the small concerts that are happening. The big concert, an 18-piece big band, the Jazz for Chicago big band, is going to be the headliner. And it's, if you haven't been to Gar Hall or the Grand Army of the Republic Hall, it's a great place. It's on the second floor of the Cultural Center here downtown.
It sounds historic, is what I hear.
I'm a lifetime Chicagoan, and I didn't know it was there until really just a few years ago.
Me neither.
It's amazing.
So,
and these are all your members who will be performing?
These are all union gigs.
Cool.
And
what a cool way to celebrate in National Jazz Month, just because if people are out there who haven't listened to jazz, I mean, the history of jazz in Chicago is legendary, but here's an opportunity to go and listen to some great jazz from a huge band for nothing, for free. You can expose yourself to the music and see what you like about it.
And support unions.
Yeah, and I would also say it's been great to work with the Mag Mile Association. You know, you hear a lot of times about unions having conflicts with employers, but we want to work with people, and music is a great way to get our message out. And the Mag Mile Association has been great in working with our Music Performance Trust Fund, which did over $300,000 in wages in Chicago last year.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome.
The MPTF is a historic organization, came out of the actual recording strike of 1943.
Okay.
So Mr. Petrillo, who you might remember as one of our famous past presidents, a result of that recording strike where they shut down the entire recording industry.
Petrillo is in the Banshell.
That's correct.
He was
Yeah, he was president of our union in the 1920s and then became president of the Internationals through the 40s and 50s. But
I don't remember that, just for the record.
Okay. Right.
I wasn't born yet.
I wish more people knew that Petrillo name.
That's interesting. So the Petrillo Banshell, named after a union musician.
That's right.
How do you like that?
The head of the union.
I learn a lot every time you come in. A lot of really interesting things.
And you guys were talking about Taft-Hartley earlier. One of the interesting things. So Petrillo was really a famous figure in his day. He was on the cover of, he was Time Man of the Year.
Oh, cool.
In one of those years. And the Taft-Hartley Fund was aimed at our Recording Transcription Fund, which came out of that. They started making around $4 million a year in the 1945 era.
Wow.
And then Taft-Hartley made it illegal for the union to hold those funds.
Of course.
But that's all right. We had the Music Performance Trust Fund that came as a result of that. And through the 60s and 70s was the worldwide largest employer of musicians.
How do you like that?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So what are your folks, is it just Chicago musicians or people coming in from around the rest of the country, or how's it working?
Oh, the ones that we're having here are our members here from Chicago. So we'll have just about 50 or so altogether of our, actually I think 60, I'm trying to get the full count here.
Yeah.
We've got a whole lot of concerts that are just coming in almost as we speak.
So do all your members, but this is only jazz?
This is only jazz.
So all your members is just like, you know what, I'm gonna play jazz today. Like, are they that good that can just go like, I'm gonna play jazz today?
Some of them, yes, but not necessarily. The jazz musicians are generally focused just on that art form.
Okay, because I can only play 3-bar chords.
Yeah, weren't you a musician?
Just like I was a lawyer, Phil.
Yeah, okay, got it.
So, Ken, can you play jazz?
Well, anyone who's a musician plays jazz, right?
That's true.
No, it's not true.
All right. It's the notes you don't play.
So, BJ.
Yeah.
BJ calls me a couple weeks ago, maybe it was a month ago, and says, I have an idea, and I think you'd be the perfect person to help me get this off the ground. And I was like, oh,
shoot.
What's your idea? And tell everybody your idea.
The Concert for Labor.
I love it. Concert for Labor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, what a good idea. And I started thinking about it, and I literally have been sort of mulling this over in my mind. You know, remember you had, like, what was the Farm Aid, right? Mm. And We're the World, and the AIDS concert, you know, things like that, yeah. Right? That have happened over, you know, our lifetime. Mm-hmm. Big giant events for a really solid good cause. And I think if ever there was a time,
that's right.
It would be right now.
Yeah.
With all the anti, you know, unions and the Amazons and the Teslas and the Doges and things like that, workers need something to give them a little boost up. And so I think it's a great idea.
Get the boss the headline?
Well, so there's, okay, you just stole my thunder, Phil. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
But that was my idea for you, BJ, is why don't we call the local that Bruce is a part of,
sure.
Out in Jersey, and ask, you know, Taylor Swift and, you know, Bruce Springsteen, and obviously Kid Rock.
You mean Crazy Kaplan?
What?
He looks like Crazy Cap on the fireworks guy from the billboards.
That's really
it
weird.
Does. He really does.
Good reference.
Look
those
it up.
Know
look it up, listeners.
Solid.
But like, try and get some, like, you know, like the Dropkick Murphys, and you're like, you know, and whoever, right? It doesn't have to be just rock and roll. It can be,
yeah,
a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
And why don't we stand up a concert, and maybe they would donate their time for free. Maybe they would do 15-minute sets. Maybe they would be sponsored by Live Nation. Kidding.
Yeah, right. Where do the proceeds go?
The proceeds That's what we have
go
to figure
to
out.
The,
like a legal defense fund?
It's
or?
Called, it rhymes with the Workers Mic, Phil. I don't know if you've ever heard of this show. It's a very, very, we need the money.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. You would set up something for yeah. people that... I don't
Strike
know,
funds or something?
Or can't make the rent or yeah. whatever. Because it's concert for the workers, right?
That's
it's
right.
not a concert for union members. It's
right.
concert for worker bees.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe you make it free, or it costs $1 to get in, or the merchandise is really cheap, or you have, you know, organizations donate to it. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful idea. And
we tried to do this when we were working on the Workers' Rights Amendment. We
yes.
reached out to – we had a big rally, and we reached out to the folks from with John Cougar Mellencamp.
Sure.
Figuring, you know, we could maybe put something together. And they did get back to us and said it would be $500,000.
Yeah.
So – you can do better than that, everybody. You hear me, Bruce? Let's do it. Do one for the cause.
Yeah.
But how? Like, what would that look like? You tell me.
It looks like a, you know, a celebration.
Yeah.
I think more than anything else, just make sure people know we're here, and especially know the strength of Chicago.
Yeah.
Of Northern Illinois in general, and of our whole state. You know, we have this great AFL-CIO. We have the Chicago Federation of Labor. We have the National Coalition of Labor, which has been an unbelievable partner with us.
Oh, thanks for saying that.
So just celebrate workers. Make sure that people know what we do. And also there's political power behind that as well.
Sure.
But this right here in City of Chicago, we have something that's special worldwide. And we're also the birthplace of the American labor movement.
You're damn right. Yeah. Absolutely.
And Bruce, we know you're listening.
You know who's been headlining shows with Bruce? Who's a native son of Chicago or the Chicago area and a musician is Tom Morello of
yeah.
Rage Against the Machine fame.
Yeah.
They've been doing shows together.
Oh, he's
and
been
he
playing,
does,
he's been playing.
I'm guessing he's a union
for
member,
sure.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's an enormous union activist.
Oh, I knew that.
And his thing now is for every show that he gets paid for, he does one for free.
Are you serious?
Nice.
Yep.
Well, maybe
Tom Morello is like the poster child for this kind of thing.
This will be the free one then.
Right, that's the idea.
We'll make sure it's booked.
So how do we
give them a piece of the t-shirt sales?
Here's my question. You guys obviously have a direct pipeline to these folks because they're your members.
Yeah.
Could we reach out from the union side? Because I don't want it to be like reaching out from, like, you know, hey, I'm corporate so-and-so and we'd like you to do this. Like, couldn't it be like organic? Could we reach out through the union?
Yes, absolutely.
You say yes?
Yes.
All right. So Bruce is in.
Well, yeah, you're acting like Bruce isn't listening right now. He is a regular listener.
Of course he is.
So he's hearing this. So
where would it be? Would it be like outside at Grand Park? Would it be, you know, I'm serious. Like what does it look like?
You know, outside is a hard place to plan for concerts.
Yeah, because of the weather?
Because of the weather, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure, like, United Center would donate the place for us. For
no question about
right?
it.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
I want to go to this Grand
Army of the Republic.
Republic.
How big is it?
That's not big enough.
No. Well,
yeah, you could probably fit a few hundred people in there.
That's all we need. It'll be intimate.
We'll expand it. More work for the building trades. Here we go.
There you go. All right, so I guess we're going to need to build a new stadium for this event.
Listeners, you have been here for the birth of a lot of big ideas.
But this one's going to come to fruition.
It is. Yes.
So what do you think, like next year?
Next year would be a great time to do it.
All right, let's make it happen.
Okay.
I'm serious. You heard it here first.
If you want to help, send us an email.
Absolutely. Bruce, you're listening? You know, short set, Bruce, okay?
Landau?
And by manager? The way, Bruce, only the old stuff.
Yeah.
That's a horrible thing to say. Listen, we can't thank you guys enough. It's super cool what you guys are doing.
On top of all the shows that are happening on the Magnificent Mile, we're looking to get folks out on April 27th to the Big Band Show that's free at noon at the Chicago Cultural Center.
That's right. And something to keep in mind with all of these shows that we have on the Mag Mile, they're all free and open to the public. Come in early, come in late. That's up to you. There's no tickets. There's no reservations. It's really come as you are and enjoy the concert.
And to see a list of those shows?
We can see a list of those shows. A lot of them are on themagnificentmile.com. Also, the Chicago Jazz Alliance .org has a list of other shows as well. So there's a whole lot of events going on there. But we're really focused on these events that are on the Mag Mile.
Yeah.
Getting this co-funding with the Music Performance Trust Fund and with the Magnificent Mile.
And it's a way to look, first of all, you know, free is a great price. And second of all, it's a way to support the city, right? And support commerce and then support our union musicians, right? You know, right here in our backyard.
That's right.
So listen, thank you guys so much for coming on. We really appreciate it. We will be back in a minute with more of the Workers' Mic.
You're listening to the Workers' Mic, powered by the National Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megan Financial, Premise Health, Voya Financial, and United Healthcare.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN. Before we end, Phil, you're going to make a public service announcement.
I am.
You want to do it now?
Sure.
All right, go ahead.
If everyone's ready for it. Phil. Yes. On April 27th from 4 to 4:45, there's going to be a seminar, Labor on the Ballot, from the Illinois AFL-CIO, talking about how politics affects working people.
Okay.
Check it out after the big band concert.
Exactly. Yeah. Political director Bill Luby from AFL-CIO will be speaking, and it is open to all union members. And go to ILAFL-CIO for more information.
That's awesome. Good. On Wednesday, I talked about, you know, speaking in politics, right?
Yep.
I talked about a bill that's pending in Springfield, and it would do the following. Right now, if you go on strike voluntarily, right, you're not locked out, but you voluntarily go on strike in the state of Illinois and most states throughout the entire United States, you lose your wages. And it's a calculated risk. And by the way, there's so many strikes going on. So Illinois has a bill pending that says this, and I'll just make it quick and short, that if you're on strike for more than 2 weeks, you get unemployment. And so we talked about John Hansen. And he's like, I don't know if I agree with that, Ken, et cetera. And I understand, you know, his reticence, and I get it. But you know where the money comes from? It doesn't come from taxpayers. It comes from unemployment insurance, which is paid by employers.
Right.
Right? And check this out. I broke this down for him. If Amazon, Uber, and Lyft, just those three companies, just in the state of Illinois, paid their drivers as employees, right? Misclassification, like we talked about a couple weeks ago with the Department of Labor. What was her name? Jane
Flanagan.
Jane Flanagan, a fantastic guest. If they paid their drivers as workers and paid into unemployment, they would have more than enough money that would way offset the amount of strikes that we have to pay these workers to be on strike. And he's like, I said, here, think about it like this. We, the state of Illinois, now this is not taxpayer money, all right? This is employer money that's funding unemployment insurance.
Yep.
We give tax breaks to every company that asks, right? We're going to give the Bears a free stadium.
Yeah, we are.
You know, blah, 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 blah. And that's great, right? It's good for construction. I'm saying is like we always give the companies whatever they want. It's time for the workers to get something. Yep. And so you give workers unemployment insurance. That evens out the playing field a little bit because what employers do is, like, oh, you want to go on strike? Well, you're not going to get paid, right? And I'm not going to negotiate in good faith. I might not negotiate at all. And so I'm just going to starve you out.
Yeah.
This enables people to pay their rent and not get starved out. And other states are doing it. New Jersey has it. New York has it. I believe California has it. And has it broken the bank there? No, it hasn't. So it's working.
I like
so
that.
Hopefully it gets out of committee and it passes, we'll update you on it. But it's kind of a cool thing. And
if all these tech cheats in the construction industry pay what they're supposed to be paying.
Absolutely. And pay into their own unemployment insurance.
Now there's even more money in the pool.
No question about it.
If it passes, I think the only appropriate way to celebrate would be to go on strike and get some of that money.
Mm-mm. Us here.
Yes.
The three of us.
Correct.
Even though we're on one day a week. Mm-mm. So.
All right, maybe we shouldn't do that. I didn't think that out. I'm sorry to all the WGN execs who are listening.
No, we can strike. All right. Listen. We will be back next week. We had a great show today. It's good seeing you guys. Next week, you got Stu Clark from Premise coming in.
CEO of Premise Health.
He's the best. And Phil and I, we're not going to be here, right? We're traveling.
Very important business. Let's preempt that right now.
In case
there's a golf sound effect.
Yeah, not that.
You guys are going to that hedonism resort down in the Caribbean together, right?
Together. Ouch. All right, listen, we'll be back next week with more of The Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN.
The preceding episode of The Workers' Mic was powered by the National Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megan Financial, Premise Health, Voya Financial, and United Healthcare. For additional information and podcasts of The Workers' Mic, visit WGNradio.com.